In this episode, we're sitting down with a mortgage pro who is using video in such a unique way that he's not only attracting his own clients, but he's also attracting realtors like I've never seen before. You know, most of the time, us real estate professionals, we get phone calls from random loan officers from time to time. And the first thing we think in our mind is, I bet you this person's going to ask me to sit down for coffee or show me how he can help me grow my business or whatever. That's not what happened with this person that I'm interviewing. It was kind of the other way around. I saw what he was doing on social media. I saw how he was using video, and I thought to myself, I've got to sit down with this guy. And just make sure you listen to this episode, because the way he provides value to his agents is the way that most agents need help. And it has to do with video. It has to do with social media marketing. It has to do with showing who we truly are. It's the same thing we talk about on this podcast. Stay tuned. Go ahead and bring in that intro music and listen to this entire episode. It's jam-packed with value. Social agent secrets. So the big question is this. With all the new technology like big data, AI, and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. So how's it going, Ivan? How you doing today?
It's good, man. It's good. Blessed day. Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I wanted to sit down with you is because I've noticed the strategy that you've been implementing for about a year, it seems, or a little bit less, has really stood out, especially amongst loan officers and mortgage specialists here in Vegas. But also, you know, you're doing something that a lot of realtors should be doing that I don't see them doing, in my opinion. The reason I created Social Agent Secrets platform is because I truly believe the most powerful tech in a person's real estate business is the digital version of themselves. And I can see that you are one of those people who gets that, and you're doing it at a high level. But not only are you doing it, you're sharing your knowledge with others, which I truly respect. And today, us meeting is a testament of just that, because you're here coming on this platform, sharing these secrets with our audience and whoever else sees this. And I just want to say thanks, man. I'm really grateful to be sitting down with you today to be talking about this.
Yeah, I appreciate you reaching out and scheduling this, because I think it's important, right, to share what we learn, to share with other people, and hopefully they take what we're saying and they implement it to their business. I was listening to a quote by Gary Vee that said, "I'm going to tell you how to create your business and how to get seen, but 98% of you won't do it," and it's true. Like, if you tell another realtor how to be successful, the chances of him following that blueprint are very slim, because it's a lot of work.
It really is a lot of work, and it's different than what most agents have been taught traditionally on how to generate business.
Yeah.
It's a new way, and it seems like there's a division between maybe coaches out there and someone who might be taking in from Coach A or Coach B. A lead generation strategy might get confused.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know that this has worked for me. I see that it's working for you and the agents that you're helping out. So that's proof in the pudding on how this is probably going to continue to work and grow on in the future. Real quick for our audience, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, Ivan
before you got started in mortgages, before you got started in just crushing it in the Las Vegas market, doing loans for people and helping so many agents. What did that look like? How did you get here? Where did it all start? How did you get so good at social media? You got 40,000 plus Instagram followers. Like, anyone who doesn't know, like, check out Ivan's Instagram and see what he's doing, because it's definitely working. Yeah. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my story is kind of unique. Graduated high school, full ride to play soccer, you know, being young and having fun. I got a girl pregnant. And decided I needed to get back into the work. I needed to get into the workforce. So I reached out to my mom, who owns a mortgage and real estate brokerage. Mm-hmm. Said, "Mom, I need a job. What can I do?" "Well, come process." So that was in 05. 05 to 09 is when I got into the mortgage industry, and it was amazing. I'm pretty sure a lot of people know, like, it was the heyday back then. Then the mortgage industry crashed, and I was like, shoot, I don't like, I this is not for me, I don't like it, so I got out of it. I got into social media advertising and marketing a couple years later, and that's what kind of helped me build the foundation and knowledge that I have now, where I worked with social media agencies that we created ad campaigns for large Fortune 500 companies, and that's where I really saw the value of not only content, but of if you position yourself right, you can leverage your content in our industry to get leads, right? Mm-hmm. So fast forward, did that for 5 years, and then I was like, I'm kind of limited of what I can and can't do. So I want to get back into the mortgage industry. So I decided to go full force, got back into the mortgage industry. And I decided to implement the strategies that I already knew and aligned myself with LoanDepot and the brokerage that I'm at right, or the branch that I'm at right now. We have the same vision, and it's helping realtors and ourselves, but more so educating and helping realtors create the appropriate content so that they can also leverage their social media platforms, whether they have 50 followers or 5, 10, 20,000 followers, right? The content is still the same. Mm-hmm. You just have to tweak it and adjust it according to your audience. So that's a little bit about myself.
Yeah, so going back to that that crash, there was something, I mean, that's when social media was brand new, right? That was like the wild, wild west, like, what is this thing? You kind of were a pioneer then in the social media game, so to speak, and probably had to test quite a few things and fail a lot to learn what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, taking that direction in the first place, what was it in your mind that you saw about digital marketing, social media marketing, being so new? Most people would have thought, maybe this worked, maybe it doesn't, but you seem to be certain to even go in that direction. Like, what was it about social media or content that you knew you were onto something? You knew it was a big opportunity.
Yeah, I think it was the fact that people were, I was noticing people getting drawn to the Facebooks and the MySpaces, right? And just updating their lives and their statuses or what they're doing. And I would see, and you would hear about it on the news, like, people more are on their phones, and the laws passed where you can't text and drive, right? So it's like, people need their phones now. You can do everything from your phone. And I heard, I forgot who it was, but saying that you're going to be able to, in the future, you're going to be able to do everything from your phone. And we can literally do everything from our phone, except eat, right? But you can get food delivered so that you can eat. So I think that was where I was like, this is going to be the future, and this is where it's going to be for anybody who wants to be in any type of sales-driven industry.
Absolutely. So you were working for an agency that was doing big social media campaigns for top 500 corporations.
Yes. Yeah.
And you must have had some sort of entrepreneurial drive or wanted to do your own thing to lead you back into this industry, because not everyone gets back into the real estate industry. What did that look like for you? Where did you go when you first came back? Mm-hmm. And then what brought you to where you're at?
Yeah. So, like I said, I was noticing that I was capped, right? income potential, because I was working hard, long hours, but I wouldn't see the reward, right? So I talked to my now wife, and I was like, hey, I want to get back into the mortgage industry. Do you support me? We kind of had that conversation, and a few months later, I got licensed and back into the mortgage industry, and I got hired with a good company called Castle & Cook. They taught me a lot of valuable information. But I kind of noticed that I was also not necessarily aligned with what I wanted to do, right? Which was heavy on social media and heavy with video and content. So then comes along Sean from Loan Depot, and we kind of connected. We had a good conversation. We have the same vision of what we want to do for realtors and for ourselves, and that's create tons of content and just allow yourself to be seen on social. So that's where I'm at now. And now it's been going great. I've noticed my business just like, and it's crazy because I'll get text messages or DMs saying, hey, can I refinance my house with you? I'm like, yeah, like I didn't even know you had a house, right? So it works. Like you said, it's in the pudding, right? Like it absolutely works. And Sean was like, Sean will get a text saying, hey, I want to purchase a home. Great. Do you have a realtor? No. Well, don't worry. We'll find you a realtor, right? So, and that's where it's like, dude, like this is awesome. Like it's working. It's going great. And of course, it's not all like rainbows and butterflies, but it works. And it does. Yeah.
That's one of the things that I noticed too in my business is, I didn't really want to chase. I mm-hmm. wanted to attract, and that's mm-hmm. what marketing is, in my opinion. And when I first got into the business in 2014, I knew that partnering with lenders was important because most people don't buy homes in cash.
Yeah,
they need a professional to guide them on that side of a real estate transaction. And a lot of the loan officers and mortgage originators, I knew that I needed to go after people who wanted to buy and sell. I wanted to serve them, educate them, help them. But the loan officers, a lot of the ones anyway, there's still a few that take your approach. Their business was going after realtors. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I thought that was so backward. I was like, why wouldn't you go direct to the consumer? Like that's what I'm doing. Why wouldn't you do that? Well, because, realtors are the ones who do that. I'm like, well, maybe it's just because I didn't take the approach of phone calling, door knocking, open houses. I took the approach of social media marketing, educating, leveraging video and attracting. I thought, man, this is so backwards. Why don't the loan officers do this too? And then, they could provide opportunities for the people they want to partner with. That would be like the best value. And 5-6 years later, there's still so few doing it. Mm-hmm. But you get it.
Yeah.
And not only do you get it and use it, and it sounds like you're attracting business directly from those who want to buy, sell, or refinance, but now you're teaching realtors how to do that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that would be a 15-minute conversation worth sitting down about and talking about, mm-hmm. as opposed to sitting down and talking about how to cold call or whatever. Like, whatever. Like, I always just... So tell me about that approach and what you're doing right now to help agents. And if there's any loan officers, which there are quite a few that listen to this, like, what does that strategy look like for them if they're in a different city or state? How can they get started in implementing this strategy and then helping agents do the same thing?
Yeah. So first and foremost, you guys can reach out to me. I would love to help and assist, right, in any way possible, because I'm a huge believer of giving back. But it's more of like your lender should close your loan on time. Your lender should call your borrower. Your lender should call your leads, right? But I ask a lot of the realtors, what else does a lender do for you? Gives you money? Okay, awesome. That's great, right? For marketing. Okay, cool. Does he give you leads? Does he help you create content? Does he help you get seen, which in return will hopefully turn into leads, right? Or warm leads, because they're reaching out to you now. And who doesn't love that? Like, I love it when a person sends me a DM and says, hey, I want to buy a house. Like, awesome. I didn't even great. Like, okay, cool. This makes it easier. You're already reaching out to me. Yeah. It's like when you're going into a dealership, a car dealership, the person knows that you want to potentially buy a car. So it's easier, right? So it's providing that value for realtors and educating them that, hey, the millennials that are coming up or that are here now, that's the future. Like, mm-hmm. you got to attract them. Gary V said a very powerful statement where you got to ask your audience how they want to be contacted, right? Not everybody likes a phone call. Actually, a lot of millennials won't answer a phone call. They're more prone to answering a DM or a text message or maybe even an email, but they hate being on the phone. Like, I'm pretty sure it's happened to you where I'll call my son and he won't answer his phone, but if I text him, he'll text me right back. I'm like, I just called you, man. Like, why can't you answer? So it's about providing value to your partners, right? Mm-hmm. And educating them on how us as a branch can help you create that content. And I know it's a big spend, so we take care of that for you. We'll set the meetings up for you to, hey, what kind of content do you want to create? What's your vision? And it kind of also helps that we have a team that isn't in the mortgage industry, mm-hmm. Because nobody wants to sound too salesy. Yeah. That's important. And they'll stop you and say, hey, Ivan, you sound too salesy. Like, sound like a human. Like, so then they kind of like, all right, cool, thanks, I appreciate that. But again, it comes back to adding that value to your partners.
So I want to get to that, but let's go back a little bit. You mentioned how you've gotten texts or DMs mm-hmm. out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And I get that all the time too. And I show that to people. I even screenshot it and show the other realtors who are calling. And look, they just reached out to me. They're like, no, that's fake. They don't believe it.
Yeah.
But really, like, what do you think that you're doing in your content that compels people to even take that leap of faith and reach out to you? Like, what is it in your videos or your message that is compelling these people to reach out to you? Like, how does that work? How does that attraction work? Kind of go into that. What do you think it is that you're doing before you shoot or create content, whether it's a POV on your phone or you know, having a nice polished production? What is it that causes people to DM you or text you or call you and say, I want to buy a house or I want to refinance?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think it is?
I think the most important thing is the consistency of being consistent and creating content, right? That's the first thing. And then figuring out your voice, figuring out who you are as a person and allowing people to see that. If you're not some super professional person or some super like good dressed professional person, then don't be that. That's not who you are. Be who you are on camera. You'll attract the people that are attracted to that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important that we educate our partners and say, if this is not the type of person that you are, then why do you want to come on video and be that person, right? Be the super polished person. We're like, yes, today I want to sell you a house. Rates are great. No, it's like, sit down, relax, and then just talk. Why do you want to get that client? Or how does your ideal customer look like? And talk to them. Have mm-hmm. that genuine conversation with them. But most importantly, stay consistent with your message, right? Don't switch it up. And then now your customer is like, wait, is he like this or is he like this, right? It's like, I've seen your videos and you're consistent and your content aligns with who you are, right? I'm meeting you, this is the first time we meet in person, and it's just like your videos. That's freaking awesome. Like, that's real, right?
Oh, thanks, yeah.
And a lot of people aren't like that. Like, you'll see their videos and then you meet them in person, you're like, wait, who are you for real? And then it confuses the customer. So be consistent and be consistent in your message. Mm-hmm. And know who you want to attract, right? If you want to be a luxury agent, which a lot of people do, then know that clientele and know how you need to speak to that clientele. And I hope that it aligns with your values and your beliefs and who you are as a person as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's really important. And yeah. that's something that is so key to being true to yourself, I think.
And so that's something that I've definitely found out is true. So find out who the client is that you're trying to attract. Some mm-hmm. people call it an avatar in marketing. Some people call it your ideal client mm-hmm. or prospect. And Would you say, you know, figure out the kinds of questions those people might have and just answer them?
Exactly. And in a down-to-earth tone, right? Mm-hmm. People don't know what an EMD is. People don't know what an APR is. People don't know what escrow and title is. You have to talk to this person like if they were a first grader, right? Hey, this is your deposit that you need to give on the house. If you're going to do an educational video, mm-hmm. you don't need to say, well, the qualifying rate is 5% based off of your DTI and the EMD will be X. No, just have a good conversation. How would you want somebody to tell you something that you don't understand or that you don't have any knowledge in, right? So keep that into consideration when you're sending that message out, because not everybody understands our lingo, right?
Yeah.
You know what an EMD is, I do. I know what DTI is, so do you, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to keep that in mind as well, because I see a lot of realtors and loan officers where they'll use the abbreviated terms to what we already know, but your average everyday consumer doesn't necessarily know what that is. So we have to also keep that in mind when we're creating that ideal client, right? Like when we want to reach out to that person.
Yeah, that's a great point. I said POV earlier. That means point of view. Point of view, just in case.
Yeah.
So we're talking about content. And when I said POV, I'm taking lessons right now. Point of view. That means you're doing it point of view, like you know what it looks like to you. So, all right. So you mentioned educational content.
Mm-hmm.
And that revolves around a real estate transaction typically. Mm-hmm. So write down any question you might have, whether you're a buyer or a seller.
Mm-hmm.
Revolving around the steps of that transaction, the terminology used in that transaction, and you've got a plethora of videos you can make.
Absolutely.
But people only buy or sell a house once every 5, 6, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Should people only be making educational content, or are there any other types of content as a realtor or even a loan professional that you think that would be a good idea for them to focus on in addition to educational content?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do this once or twice a month, where we'll go out to a local business that we either shop at, we'll go and volunteer at, and just create that exposure for them, right? I'm not asking anything in return. I just want to spotlight your business, and I want to create some content around what you're doing because I support what you're doing. And you kind of you're creating your brand, right? Where you're creating, hey, I'm not only a real estate agent, but I also go to X spot or lunch spot over here, and I really like their food, so I want to showcase that. So I feel like that's important as well, right? It's not always like education, real estate, loans. It's like, no, who are you? Like, what else do you like to do, right? If you like to walk
hobbies?
Yeah, exactly. What are your hobbies? If you like to walk your dog, show us a videos of you walking your dog or your puppies or whatever that looks
dog
like.
Dog parks around the country.
Exactly. Because not everybody wants to be sold, right? Or you don't have to be selling all the time. So I'm a huge believer in creating other content besides real estate and mortgage and the rates and that fun stuff.
Yeah, and so one of the things that I reached out to you and I saw is you're getting polished videos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my main approaches has always been, hey, I can do everything from my phone, including mm-hmm. creating content.
Yeah.
And what happened was for me, it's starting to become like a snowball that's turned into an avalanche as far as attracting business.
Yeah.
And I still tell people this and they don't believe me. Like literally once you start doing this consistently for a few years or even a year or two, you'll start to see the change. You start getting those DMs more often,
mm-hmm.
and then it just comes,
yeah.
and it kind of starts to flood. And now you get, for me, too busy doing the work, right? We've got to learn a little bit about leveraging, growing a team.
Mm-hmm.
But now even creating the content, even as simple as it is with my phone, is starting to become difficult to carve time out for.
Yeah.
And I see that you have decided to leverage true professionals
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the way of making and creating and posting and publishing content.
Yeah.
And I feel like in my business, I'm coming to a point where I need to start taking advantage of that. Maybe if you're just getting started in this, you don't necessarily need to.
Yeah.
But even if you're just getting started in this and you don't want to DIY, do it yourself. You don't want to do it yourself. you can start right away with this. Yeah. And if you're in Las Vegas and you're a realtor and you're seeing this, you've got something set up. Tell me more about this idea. You've got a team of media professionals, content professionals, and kind of offering that as a service to a value to your realtor partners.
Yeah.
How did you come about that idea?
So that that was Sean, my branch manager. That's his idea, and I absolutely loved it, right? Because we're going heavy on content. And again, it kind of goes back to like, what else is your lender doing for you, right? Besides giving you money, if that's how that looks like. But are they truly helping you and assisting you in creating your brand? Like, who is Danny Fee? Like, does your lender sit down and say, hey, Danny, I think we could do 3 videos this month, 4 videos this month of X, Y, and Z. What are your thoughts? And then you like brainstorm, and like now you're creating that team environment, and it's not necessarily, hey, Danny, give me a loan, or who do you have that I can call, right? And like ask. No, now I'm being of value to you and helping you create your brand and helping you get seen, because that's also important, right? People want to know who Danny Fee is. What does he like? And like, we're not always, like going back to what I just said, we're not always going to just sell. Let's talk about the mortgage industry and real estate. No, like, we want to be a true asset to your arsenal, to like what you are, on top of you already crushing it in the real estate game, right? Like, that's where our value proposition is. Besides the fact that, yes, I will call your leads. Yes, I will follow up with you every week with our pipeline, whatever we have going on. Like, that's a given, right? So that's where we come in a little bit different, and that's our value proposition.
Man, I'm telling you, I think it's the smartest thing that I've seen a team of loan professionals do. And I really commend you, hats off, because for every loan officer who's listening to this or watching this, take notes. This is the way that you need to go to really have a true valuable partnership with your realtor partners. And the cool thing about this is, not only are you going direct to consumer and providing value to anyone you might be able to serve in the real estate market as far as loans, refinance, and things of that nature, which is what your core business is, but you're teaching realtors how to do that as well. And in turn, you know, if you believe in the golden rule, you're gonna essentially teach them something that's gonna attract them business, and ultimately they're gonna be sending that business to you. That's what the hope is. Whether they do or not, you're probably just giving just to give.
Yeah.
But chances are they're gonna remember you're the person who helped them put that strategy together. You taught them how to fish, so to speak, and now you're creating lasting partnerships on into the future, because you decided to give and teach how to create this. So, you know, hats off to you on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to ask you, for anyone who might not be in the Las Vegas market who's listening to this, and they're at the point where it's becoming too much of a time suck to consistently create their own content, or they just really want to leverage it out and get more hours in their day so they can really focus a lot more on serving their clients like they should be. How did you go about finding the content team? How did you find the talent of those who were good at creating content, video, audio, lighting, like hiring them, finding them, deciding how to pay them? Like, what did that look like for someone who might want to do that, who can't necessarily come and take advantage of what you're offering here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, so you first have to take a look at your budget, right? Your marketing budget, and what that looks like. Then social media. You find videographers or local videographers or photographers in your specific area, and you just have meetings with them and see their experience, see their content, which is a beautiful thing of social media, that you can see how good or how bad they are, right? And then just sit down and talk to them and express to them your vision of what you want to do for your business. And if they align and if they have the same goal of helping you, then make that investment. It's going to pay off 100%. I don't I know that it will pay off because I've seen it pay off, and you have yourself as well, right? Mm-hmm. So there's going to come a time where you're like, I need to put this phone down because it's becoming too much, and I need to hire somebody who I don't even have to really think of anything. They'll work on that, and I can focus more on my clients, my customers, and helping them and assisting them. And now I don't have to worry about editing. I don't have to worry about making sure the music looks great, the coloring, the lighting, and all that stuff. Now I have a professional. And my boss put it like this. He's like, you don't want somebody to go to some sort of iMortgage, right? Or some sort of like Open Door, right? No, like, you're the professional. So why don't you hire a professional, right? Who does that? You know more than the iSellers, or right? You would know the area. These people don't really know the area, right? Mm-hmm. This is your profession. Same thing. I don't want a Quicken to take some of my deals because they don't know this person. They don't know who they are, what they're about, or what's their vision. They just care about like, hey, let's get our numbers in. So in the same return, we have to do that and hire talent who that's their profession, because we want to take our game to the next level, right?
I'm grinning when you say that, because actually, I know that I'm rare in the sense that I like doing this stuff. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I like capturing the content. I like editing it. I even make beats on GarageBand.
That's awesome.
So I can have my own music.
Yeah.
But most people can't do that, or they don't want to learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. But even knowing what I know and how to do it, I find myself up at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., editing a video on InShot on my phone so I can get it out on YouTube. And yeah. I'm like, oh, exhausted when I wake up, and I'm like, and I got calls coming in, escrows happening, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And just like you said, I started putting it in my mind, like, of course I can always pull out my phone and just really recap what's going on, mm-hmm. but to sit down and edit and do the music and upload it, like, guys, leverage this out. If I can tell you anything in the beginning, don't go through the long process of learning it this way. Leverage it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that's awesome. What's happening in your business now? I see these, is it a content workshop?
Mm-hmm. Or digital bootcamp, yeah.
Yeah, digital bootcamps. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about that and what that's been doing for those who are getting involved. Have you been seeing results? Have they been seeing results? What's it all about?
So the digital bootcamp is our way of introducing these realtors who, one, may not be doing content already, or videos or photography, or two, need help, right? They want to take it to the next level. They'll come to like a nice little mixer, have casual conversation, create a short 30 second to 1 minute video bio of yourself. Who are you? Not salesy, of course. And then we'll give them headshots. And it's just our way of showing these realtors like, hey, this is what we do. This is our daily, right? Like, this is who we are. And then just align them to see like, hey, this is our process. This is how it works. We would love to work with you. If not, hey, thank you so much for coming. Here's your video and here are your headshots. No hard feelings. And that's it. Just educating them though, and kind of guiding them along the process.
So the same approach you might take with someone you're trying to attract as your dream mm-hmm. client, you're taking that same approach. So yeah. You're actually practicing what you preach in yeah. that sense, where you're providing value up front. Mm-hmm. No strings attached. Mm-hmm. We'd love to work with you though. Mm-hmm. If you continue to, you'll see more of these benefits and you'll yep. probably bear a lot more fruit.
Yep.
Which is awesome. What about after they create the content? Is there anything that you do to help these agents out in the way of attracting traffic mm-hmm. or eyeballs on that content, or how to post it, mm-hmm. How to caption it? Is there anything like that in this workshop, or after they continue to work with you that they might be able to learn?
Yeah, so then after that, we have a social media bootcamp. We call it the digital bootcamp. So this is our digital happy hour that we're having, mm-hmm. where we're kind of getting the introduction. And then following up with that, what we're doing is we have a 8-week course that kind of, it's the blueprint of how you should be creating content, why you should be using all social media platforms, how you should be using them, how to leverage them, how to post, what hashtags to use, what not to use. So we truly take time in educating our realtors. And in return, we hope that we provided some service or some value to them, and they see, man, these people are awesome. Like, thank you so much. I would love to work with you. You know, why wouldn't I? So we do the digital happy hour, where we do the video and headshots, mm-hmm. and kind of give them the intro.
Something they can walk away with.
Exactly. Then we'll, if they want to sign up and take that to the next level, mm-hmm. they can sign up for the digital boot camp. That's an 8-week course.
And is that online? Is that in person?
In person, yeah.
Okay, where is that for anyone that's in Vegas, or anyone who might be traveling to Vegas?
Yeah.
I know people come here quite often. How could they get started? Where could they go to plug in? Like, what's their next step if they feel like, hey, I want to go to this? Like, yeah. How do they do it?
You can send myself a message, 562-481-8821. That's my cell. Or on Instagram, __, it's Ivan__. And just reach out. Shoot me a text, a DM, mm-hmm. and we can get you guys set up with our next digital boot camp and digital happy hour, yeah, and see if you guys like it.
And it's not just content, guys. These guys actually can do loans. I was looking at one of your stories yesterday or the day before, like closing 2 weeks early.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting deals done 2 weeks early,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. So what I love about Loan Depot is that everything is, a lot of the big things that are stressful for clients are automated, right? Like their income, their tax returns, their bank statements. Like, we automate that so they can make the process easier. 2 weeks. We've closed loans in 2 weeks. The fastest that we can close a loan legally is 8 days, and we've done that. 8 days, yeah.
Yeah, it takes longer than that to get a resale package.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, a resale package is part of a homeowners association. So, real quick, some rapid fire, and then we can just wrap it up, because this has been huge. Like I said, I really appreciate you taking the time to share these nuggets with the audience. Instagram. You've got over 40,000 followers, but we know that you came from social media, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and you have a background, so you've had quite a bit of time to figure this out. But for anyone starting out new on Instagram in particular, and I know you just said all of the platforms are important, but it seems like that one is where a lot of people are gravitating towards.
Yeah.
How can somebody, like, one quick or two quick strategies to help them grow their account and maybe grow their following?
Yeah, really quick. Be consistent on what you're posting. Show love to other pages. It doesn't take long. Spend 30 to 40 minutes a day showing love to other pages in your community that you want to attract, right? Whether it's somebody who was at your local Sprouts or whatever, they'll tag Sprouts. Go into their tags, see who's liked it, and then start liking their pictures, start sending a comment, something small, and then follow them. Who cares if you have 3,000-4,000 followers? As long as you start creating that traction and you're gonna get seen, that is something that will get you seen, right? And I can't stress this enough, the consistency. Post on your stories, tag where you're at, tag people that you're with, because then they can reshare it, right? If you're at a local business, mm-hmm. tag that business, because 9 times out of 10, they're gonna reshare it. And look, you've just got seen by their audience now. That could be a potential new follower. Even if it's just one, that's a potential new deal potentially, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is stay consistent. Post at least 4 times a week, mm-hmm. and then stay active on your stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of your captions. They seem to be full of inspiration. Mm-hmm. Motivation and really truly what's going on in your life. So you're kind of always coming from a place of value. How important is that when people are posting? They might be thinking, okay, post 4 times a week, but what do I post? And it seems what you're posting is getting engagement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where do you come from in creating that kind of content? Like, when you're making your post, what kind of thought process do you have?
I guess it just comes down to being a good human and being a good person.
Yeah.
It sounds like very easy, but a lot of people will have a hard time doing that, right? Like, opening up and expressing who they are. And when they do that, and we've seen it in our boot camp where we'll have them post something about yourself. And those posts get so much engagement and so much traffic that it's so awesome to see. We get text messages saying, like, oh my God, I just got 4 DMs, 5 calls for my post. A good little quick story. We had a lady in our digital bootcamp class who we did a headshot for, and she posted, and then she posted a little blurb about herself. It was beautiful, by the way. And she got four deals from it. Four deals. Yes. Two refis and two purchases. One's going to be ready in April, and then the other one will be ready in June.
Now, did you help her draw inspiration on what she was going to type? Or you said, here's a headshot, just make something up, but it has to be about yourself. So you gave a direction on that.
We did the headshot, and we told her, post something about yourself, right? Something that's true to who you are, something that's you. Because people will connect with that. And again, it comes back to just be a good person. I feel like that's, you don't find that nowadays. Worse, I've turned down deals, refinances, because it's not their best interest. Like, hey, I would love to make this money, right? But it's not in your best interest to refinance right now. It doesn't make sense for you. And I don't want to put you in that situation.
I'm sure people respect that a lot more and remember that.
Absolutely.
2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line. So much so that they're coming back to you when the time is right.
Yep, absolutely.
So post about something about yourself. Do people ever feel vulnerable or uncomfortable when you tell them to do that?
Yeah, all the time. Because they're not used to it. They're used to like having this this blanket over them, right? Like where they don't want to express their feelings or express who they are. But your client wants to know who they're working with. Like, your potential client wants to know, like, who are you? And it kind of it makes like a soft introduction to your potential client. Like, oh, that's who Danny is. Okay. I like that. Okay, he goes there. Me too. Great. Danny, hey, I've been thinking about buying. And that's how easy it can be. I'm not saying it's going to be like that every single day.
Right.
But that's how easy it can be, right? Where you're making that introduction without even knowing. Like, I get stopped sometimes in, at a grocery store, like, man, I saw you were at this store. Somebody that we like know, right? I saw you were at this place the other day, man. That looked fun. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Oh, on Instagram. I was like, oh, shoot. Yes, absolutely, man. How are you? Yeah. And then it's just like.
And sometimes they don't like or comment. So you don't know that they saw it, right?
Exactly. But they're watching. They're watching.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just be genuine and be a good person.
Okay. Well, I think that I've taken up enough of your time for the day. I really appreciate you doing this. And again, guys, if you're in the Vegas area, if you're a realtor and you want to learn how you can implement a really solid content strategy on social media here in 2020 and beyond, contact Ivan, take advantage of this workshop, and definitely take it a step further and get into that 8-week social media course, because I'm telling you what, he knows what he's talking about. I wouldn't be doing this interview with him if I didn't think so. And just take advantage of it. And not only that, you'll be in great hands, because they not only know about content marketing, social media marketing, but they're experts in loans, and your clients will be in good hands too. So thanks again, man.
I truly
appreciate it. And I'm sure I'll see you on the next video.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Hey, do you know you want to start implementing video in your real estate business, but don't know where to start? Do you have a desire to start attracting your dream clients and know that crafting your attractive digital agent persona will help you do that faster and more effectively? Well, we've put together a challenge for you, and it's almost ready to be released. The Press, Record, and Publish Challenge will be available soon. This training will transform you. Accept this challenge to get into the habit of creating simple daily videos that will supercharge your real estate business with your phone, text, and DM inboxes blowing up with requests from your dream clients to hire you as their realtor. So how do you get started? Go to socialagentsecrets.com and enter your name and email address right now. That's it. We will notify you when the challenge is launching so you can take part in this transformational experience. Social Agent Secrets.